Howdy doody, I'm back in action. You guys have been feeling so great, and I hope that this past lunar cycle and the retrogrades and everything has been easy on you, and you are just on a great vibration, great frequency, your energy is boosted. I've been spending a lot of time with the sunrise, and I am definitely a night owl, and I have noticed that every single day I watch the sunrise and I sit and I feel that boost of energy. I have the most amazing day. So I have been working so hard, and I want to talk about goals because right now I have a lot of personal goals. I have a lot of business goals. I have a lot of goals in general, but I want to talk to you guys about why are goals important? How are we going to reach our goals? How do we make sure that it's attainable, that it's reasonable, that we're not going to set ourselves up for failure, and we're always going to set ourselves up for success? So what is your reason? Determine what is your reason for creating this goal. It's important that you start thinking deeper and deeper. What's the motive behind what you're doing? In order to succeed in life and to achieve your goals, you need to know why you want it. And not only that, you have to have a big enough reason. Now, you are the only one that can determine, is this a good reason? Is it a good enough reason? If you're not motivated or you haven't followed through in the past with your goals, you've struggled with being consistent, it may literally be because you need to dream bigger. You need to set yourself up for success. You want your goals to not just be something like to do. It's not a preference. It's not a dream. It's a must. This goal is something that you're telling yourself, you're putting it out into the universe, and you're saying, this is my goal. I'm going to accomplish it. So we're always asking the greater question. You have to dig deep and make sure that you yourself have a true understanding of the real reasons that you want to reach this goal. And how are you going to do it? What are the steps that you're going to take? What is the core of your motivation? What is the fire, your purpose, and your passion? So we don't want your surface level reasons. I want you to go deep. I want you to really sit with yourself, go into meditation, write a list of pros, of cons, of wants, of goals, and how you're going to achieve them. So once you find that goal, to come to the conclusion that you have a true understanding of the real reasons you want to reach this goal, I want you to ask yourself, what is it? Easy peasy pie. What is your goal? Why do you want to achieve this goal? What is the outcome that you're looking for? What is the outcome that you're going to get that makes you want this goal? Why do you desire it, and what outcome are you going to get? And why do you want that outcome? Even then, why do you want that outcome? Dig a little deeper. And then what is that outcome going to give you? And then how is it going to cascade down? How is it going to waterfall? Continue to ask yourself why until you really get to the core, to the deep core of what this goal is, what it means to you, and how you're going to achieve it. Goals need to be reasonable, attainable. There's a whole little, acronym. There's a whole acronym, and I'm not exactly, I don't remember right now what it is, but there's a whole acronym. It's got to be reasonable and attainable, number one. If you set yourself up with a goal that's not reasonable for you in your daily life, if my goal was that I wanted to lose 50 pounds and I said I was going to work out every day for 2 hours. That's not reasonable or attainable for me because I don't have 2 hours in my day that I can carve out. And 2 hours a day is a lot for me personally as somebody who's, out of shape and it doesn't work. So what your desired outcome is going to be is, how is it going to be fulfilling to you? How are you going to feel once you complete it? You know, once you get to the end, what is that going to feel like to you? And then when you put your goal out into the universe, when you start believing and actually declaring and stating, this is my goal, this is what I'm doing, nothing's gonna stop me, I'm not gonna get in my way, if I need an accountability partner, I will get one. But you're setting yourself up for a roadmap by asking yourself why and how and why and why and why and why and why. You're getting to the core of this goal and what it's gonna do for you. So I want you to think about that, achieving your life goals. So a lot of us hold ourselves back from the goals that we want because we believe that we can't reach it, or out of fear or out of failure, and that's subconsciously. So I want you to find evidence from your own life in the past that you can believe in yourself and you can have the confidence and that you have and know everything you need to be successful. Anything that you want to do in your life or for yourself is possible for you. You have to believe that you can achieve it no matter what may get in your way. You're planning for success with a solid action plan. So don't get discouraged because past attempts have led you to failure because your goal wasn't well thought out. You didn't have an effective plan. You're going to make a simple strategy, make a route, and keeping yourself motivated while you're going on track to reach this goal. Identifying your goal, I already talked about that, but one thing I really want you to think about before you declare your goal, before you really get down to the core of it, is get other people out of your head. Get comparisons out of your head. Make sure that whatever goal it is you have, that it's 100% for you. That you're not setting a goal for yourself or for your life because you want to be like someone else. You want to look like someone else. You want to work like someone else. You want to be successful like someone else. You want to be successful for you. You want to look good for you. You want to be happy for you. So what does that mean for you? Ask yourself, who directly influences you? Do you limit yourself to what others approve of? When's the last time you asked yourself, what is it you really want? If you're going to have a chance of accomplishing these goals you set for yourself, they have to be yours. If it's a goal that you really don't want, how do you expect to follow through when times get tough or you're not motivated? And then another big thing is, how does it feel? How does it feel? The most important thing is to determine how it makes you feel. Do you feel empowered by this goal? Or do you feel a little bit of resistance? Do you feel like it's exciting and you're ready to get moving and kicking and, you know, gears grinding in your head to churn out some awesome shit? Or does it feel like a little daunting? So this question is so important because if you really think about it, everything that you have or will ever want in your life, every single thing, is because the way you believe it will make you feel. Literally. So any goal you have or you don't want it, it's all because you believe you'll feel better. If it brings me happiness, I want it. If it brings you pain, I don't want it, right? Obviously. So you're looking for things that are going to be fulfilling for you, that are going to be satisfying. It's going to provide you relief, pride, a sense of accomplishment, freedom, joy, whatever your reason is, whatever your core reason is. How do you want to feel? Sometimes considering this question helps you clarify your goal. It helps you maybe even realize your goal wasn't what you thought, or maybe it isn't specific enough. maybe there's more than one way to get what you want. When you break it all down into pieces and you keep asking yourself why, like I mentioned at the beginning, then you've considered all of these important questions regarding whether your goals are truly yours and how they're going to make you feel. What's the feeling behind that desire? And if you journal, get that shit down on paper. Now, why do I say get it down on paper? Because not only are you thinking about it, talking about it, writing about it, doing it, you're putting so much of your energy into this goal and it's going out into the universe. And when you're thinking about how it's going to benefit you and how it's going to bring positivity into your life, you're then using the law of attraction in your favor. It's just another way that you're declaring it. When you say, I'm going to make my goal, I'm going to make $5,000 this month. You write it down. I'm going to make $5,000 this month. I know I'm going to make $5,000 this month. I believe it. So that's just an example. I know how it's going to make me feel when I achieve that goal, because I know that I worked hard to get to that point. Now, that's not one of my goals. I'm just using an example. So writing your goals down on paper, okay? I feel like it's so important because, like I said, you have a concrete, it's down, it's there. It's a physical reminder for you to look at, to remain focused. And then you're sending a message into your unconscious mind that you really mean business. Like, every time we repeat a step, 21 days for the self-empowerment challenge that I tanked on. 21 days it takes us to build a routine. If you can work on this goal for 21 days, every single day past that 21 days, you're going to be kicking ass, busting it down and taking names, and you're going to reach your goal. So it may be that you're entering into this process with a clearly defined goal already, or you know that you have goals, but you need help identifying them. Either case, whatever works for you, whatever's going on in your space right now, I want you to, if you want to, if you're ready, if you like to journal, narrow it down. Take some time with a piece of paper, or if you want to type it up on your notes in your phone, write down as many things as you can think of that you want to do, that you want to have, that you want to experience in all areas of your life. Narrow it down if you have particular topics, but make sure that the things you're writing down are for you. So if you're having a rocky relationship right now, and or your husband is complaining that you guys don't go on dates enough, and you write down, I want to go on dates more with my husband. Is it that you really want to go on dates more? Or is it that you want to satisfy him? Do you want to really go on dates more because you want to do it? Or it's because you know your husband is upset, your partner is upset that you're not going on dates as often as he would like? So write down as many things as you can. Make sure they're for you. Consider a timeline. Consider a timeline so that you can organize your goals. Next to each goal, write a number of them. Like, do you want to reach it in 1 year? You know, your short term, your long term. So, you know, your number one is going to be your top goal. Your number 10 is going to be your least important goal. Everything is relative, okay? Everything is so important. From the list, you're going to select one goal, your most important goal, and then you're gonna go back and ask yourself all of those whys. Do I have a big enough reason? Why do I want to achieve it? What's the outcome? Why do I want that outcome? How's that outcome gonna make me feel? Now, I don't want to sound repetitive, but I want to help set you up for success. Brainstorm all the ideas you have, everything you want to experience, any changes that you want to make. Get your plans down and always ask yourself, this is the last time I'm going to say it, always ask yourself the bigger question to dig deep, make sure that you have a true understanding of the real reason you want to reach this goal. And then you have your core reason. Create a vision. So after you find that one thing that means so much to you, that you want to accomplish, maybe it's something that you tried to do before and it wasn't successful. I can give you an example. I used to have a indie cosmetics beauty brand where I made everything, and I got pregnant with my son Jackson, who is almost 3 now, and I stopped my brand. I took a break because I wasn't able to be consistent. It wasn't fair to my customers, and you know, I didn't want my brand to turn to shit, so I just stopped. I put it on hold. And then after he was born, I waited a couple months and I tried to restart. My goal was to get everything back going how it was. And I failed because I wasn't doing it for me. I was doing it for my customers who wanted me to come back. And I failed at that goal because it really wasn't something that I was ready to do or wanted to do. Now I have a goal for myself and I have a vision for myself that I know I'm going to achieve because I know the steps that I need to take and I know what I'm going to do within that. So I'm creating a vision. I found the greater purpose behind my goal. I know how I'm going to feel. I know what it looks like. So what is your dream going to feel like? How do you see yourself and feel yourself living out that dream, living out that purpose? I want you to take a second and I want you to think about what are the things that you have been wanting to do and you've just been putting on the back burner. It's time to start being aware and learning change, learning what we need. So use the power of your unconscious mind. You know what? Is it fucking subconscious or unconscious? I'm gonna look up the two differences later, okay? So use the power by using the law of attraction. Like I said, you're thinking it, you're believing it, you're saying it, you're writing it. You're using all of these outlets to get this goal out in the universe. The more that you believe it, the more you're gonna achieve it. That sounds really cheesy, I think, the way it just came out of my mouth, to be completely honest, but that's how the law of attraction works. So if you set this goal and you have a little doubt in the back of your mind, the law of attraction is going to be like, no, fuck. The universe is going to say, she set this goal or he set this goal, but really she don't believe in herself. He don't think he can do it. Something's not going to go right. You know, there's that doubt. Everything that you think of, your thoughts and your beliefs, they exist mostly in our unconscious mind beneath our conscious awareness. So think about your conscious mind as like the captain of the fucking ship that you're driving, and your unconscious mind is the crew. That's a good metaphor. I like it. So even if you're not actively driving, your unconscious...
I actually like it.
You actually like it? I'm flowing really good here, Jackie Doo. Why is your shirt wet? Okay, so look, think about your unconscious mind, the crew's back there driving, right? They're working, they're doing all the work, but what are they doing without the captain putting his focus?
Hi, babies.
You're on autopilot. You're reacting to the world around them, listening to what the outside world tells you to do, and you're operating on old thoughts and beliefs. And that's what's directing your actions. And that's what's creating your life. You're not working on what's most important to you now.
I'm
gonna put an intermission right here.
I want to do it.
It's just some alphabet letters. Sorry about this, guys. Don't worry. Do intermission. Grab yourself a coffee. Hey! Did it break?
No.
Okay, please be very
I'm
careful.
I'm keeping it.
That one's mommy's, but I'll get you your own. Here you go.
I'm keeping it.
All right, go do your letters. All right, intermission is over. So, a psychological term you might have heard is your self-fulfilling prophecy. It tells us that we end up creating exactly what we believe about ourselves because of our expectations. So if you continuously worry about something and imagine that it's not going to go right, it's literally not going to go right because you're producing anxiety and that's interfering with your cognitive functioning. Now, I might be getting a little bit too literal. It's just a picture, baby. So it's time for you to learn change. It's time for you to break the cycle. And I'm going to do that in the second episode of, what am I going to call this? I don't know. Okay, so today we did goals. Next episode in regards to this topic of goals is going to be breaking cycles of our limiting beliefs and the patterns that have always been holding us back. These are the patterns we need to break. These are the thoughts that we need to let go of because we create our reality. When you stop allowing other people to create your reality, then your life is going to start working the way that you want it to work. I appreciate you guys hanging out with me. Make sure that you hit the like button, share the podcast, invite your friends, and we'll have a reaching goals party. That would be fun. Let's do it.